Hello, Audio Boo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. It's Friday, the 28th of November, 2014. It's approximately 12 o'clock in the PM. I said I was going to do this without any introduction on my Audio Boo last night, but it doesn't feel right. So I'm going to read a poem by Audio Boo's very own Claire Randall. Claire sent me this link in response to one of the Audio Boos where I was talking about consumerism at Christmas. And it turns out she's written a poem on just that thing. And it's a blooming good one. And with Claire's kind permission, I'm going to read it out to you. I'm going to attempt to do it justice. and I'm also going to attempt to do it without a cracky voice, because for some reason I find it strangely emotional. And I don't know why, it kind of sums up everything that I feel, to be quite honest. I've done a few sort of practice read-throughs, as you do, and I've got a bit of a lump in my throat every time, so I'll try and avoid that. I'll try and preserve a British stiff upper lip. Yes, I'll stipulate again, this is not my work. I didn't write this. Claire wrote it. And if you, for any prayers, please point all credit to at Claire Randall here on Audioboo, at Claire Randall on Twitter, or I will put a link to the original blog post in the comments or description, whatever you want to call it, below this Audioboo. So you can go along there and see it in the flesh. I'll try and do my best, and I really hope this sounds okay. So this is called The Consumer's Night Before Christmas by Claire Randall. 'Twas the night before Christmas. All the presents were bought. Where we couldn't afford them, the credit we sought. An Xbox for Johnny, an iPhone for Dad. Mum will be thrilled with her brand new iPad. The kids all have laptops, so they'll stop using mine, and they'll use them for schoolwork, so really it's fine. I picked up some bargains, all designer labels, and the older kids really would love a pool table. A Wii Fit to help us all battle the bulge, but not just yet. There's still time to indulge. The younger ones all need new bikes. Well, that's healthy. And who said Christmas was just for the wealthy? When I wrapped up the presents, the pile seemed so small, so I bought just a few more small things for them all. A Kindle for each of them. But there's justification. After all, reading is good education. And to add to the piles, just a few DVDs. And it's time that the kids had their own TVs. I'm almost done now. A DS each and some games. And without some chocolate, Christmas wouldn't be the same. Now to the kitchen, where there's food aplenty. We have 10 round for dinner, but the turkey serves 20. A giant ham and some stuffing and veggies galore. And if you're still hungry, I've got puddings and more. 6 kilos of chocolate. Well, it had to be done. They were on 3 for 2, so I couldn't buy just one. With boxes of biscuits and crackers and nuts and so much party food, the fridge door barely shuts. I've got soft drinks and plenty of wine and some beer. After all, Christmas is a time full of cheer. And after we've eaten and drank and feel ill, we still have to pick up the credit card bill. That we don't have money is inconsequential, because spending at Christmas is seen as essential. As long as there's plastic, there's money to spend. We just forget that you have to pay it back in the end. And now I'm left wondering if it would be better if I'd simply not bothered and just spent a tenner. But instead we spend money on stuff we don't need, just so we can indulge that thing, greed. As I turn out the lights and head up to bed, I think of what I could have done with that money instead. But instead, I'm faced with a year of regret of how one day got me so far into debt. As the clock strikes midnight and Christmas is here, I decide that things will be different next year. But for now, we'll all have an enjoyable day. But before I sign off, there's just one thing to say. If you haven't spent much, then just sing hallelujah. A Merry Christmas to all. Yours, the Consumer.